Here's a thought about the competition for eyeballs. It seems to me that all media, including photography, include an element of narcissism. With everything that gets produced in media, photography included, everything we make, we're essentially competing for attention. The whole world out there seems to be competing for attention, particularly now in the age of the internet. It used to be that the attention competitors were broadcast media. Now we can all have our own little publishing company, our own website, our own emails, etc. And every photograph now seems to say, look at me. This intense competition for eyeballs leads, however, to a secondary phenomena that I think of as the advertising promise. In order to get people to come look at your website, your photograph, your gallery opening, your whatever, you first have to inform them that that opportunity to see your work exists, or read your book, or whatever. So we end up with tons and tons of communication messages coming at us every day. Most of them are going to be visually oriented somehow, except for radio ads, I suppose. All the advertising essentially gets reduced to one simple message. Come look at me, and you'll be rewarded with some kind of goodie. The old maxim says that with this product, with this experience, with this thing that you need to buy or whatever, that you'll become happier, healthier, wiser, more fulfilling, more fun, more complete, or more secure. It's promising you something. So now we've got not only all the media saying, come look at me, but you've got all the advertising saying, come look at something that I want you to look at so that you can be benefited from it. It seems the competition for eyeballs is so fierce that we're now just overwhelmed with images, with advertising promises that are way out of proportion to the actual content that we consume on a daily basis. I don't even want to think about how many images I see in a given day, in print, on television, through internet delivery. The number of images is mind-boggling. And the number of those images that have what I might call content or even artistic content are a tiny fraction of the images that I see. How are we to compete as photographers against that tsunami of advertising images, of just all kinds of images out there? We're overwhelmed. When I think about that, it's no wonder that fine art photographers keep pushing the bounds of the spectacular, whether it's hypercolor, whether it's recombinant images, or a thousand other techniques. Photographers have to shout at the top of their lungs with something really extraordinary in order to get their work seen. I wish I could see a way out of that, that somehow I still am enamored with the idea that an image is a special thing. And whether it's a contemporary photograph or a centuries-old painting, that still images deserve more attention than they get. And that, I recognize, is so far out of step with the gluttony of images that we have thrown at us every single day now. My fear is it'll never go back to being special. And maybe that's part of the reason why we photographers need to do everything we can to make our images meaningful, memorable, not just eye candy, but something that really has importance. And that is not an easy thing to do. But the fact that it's so difficult is partly what makes it so worthy a pursuit.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.